gigs on the North Shore, South Shore.
The South Shore.
Yeah.
I go on.
Yeah. And what are some of the clubs you've been playing? So you've been playing down the South Shore, and you're probably doing some private functions and stuff like that also?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And in the daytime. I mean, my music is kind of mellow, so I do some coffee shops down that way. And just kind of low-key. You know, it's the wintertime. Yeah. So.
How do you pick a cover? How does that have to hit you?
How do I pick a cover? Well, when I do cover songs, I mean, although I did the Oh Darlin' song, the Beatles tune, I just like that, and I want to make it kind of bluesy. So I want, but I don't really do covers. And when I do, though, I sing blues.
Yeah.
And I go to the open mics. The blues scene on the South Shore is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I know a lot of those musicians, so I just sing the whatever blues I like.
That's so
I don't really pick covers to sing.
Yeah.
Too much.
Occasionally, something you might but be driving someplace, and the song hits you a certain way.
Right, like that. But I sing. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, so a lot of the covers would be from that era.
There you go. Well, there's no shame in that.
No.
I've plowed that road.
That's right.
Geez, I'm not that old. I have to look up to you too, I guess.
Oh, I guess you do.
Well, just like, you know, as musicians, there's always things that inspire us or gets us our feet into the, you know, obviously, when I was a small child, you know, basically I listened to a lot of my parents, you know, and the music in the house and what they were playing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, eventually the surf music and the Beach Boys, and then obviously the British Invasion, and then all the bands during the hard rock and heavy metal era. And there's always going to be something that's going to inspire you from that time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's nostalgic. Sometimes you listen to that, and it brings you back.
It does.
It paints a picture.
It sure does. Yes, of the past and of the memories. It kind of glues things together. The music does, doesn't it?
Yes, great.
You know, it just, when you hear music that from then, from when you were growing up or going back.
Yeah.
Well, because music does go way back.
Yes, it does, actually.
But it changes, could be decade by decade, sometimes within the decade. Mm-hmm. But it all stems from the same. You know, talk about
expression.
The, playing, you know, the Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
And their influences were, Beethoven, Bach.
Mm.
And they were also a lot of blues and jazz, and
I think we've probably seen a few. You probably have, Aaron. I don't know if you have, Daryl, and Wendy, Sharon might have. There's the influences, like a lot of the Rolling Stones had a lot of the blues musicians from Chicago as influences, and then the Beatles were always influenced by some of the rock and roll, the Bo Diddley's and the Chuck Berry's and stuff like that. And it seemed that certain areas of England, where the sailors came in and they brought records, had big influences, and eventually those people would play there, and that was it was their foundation, and it's a good foundation to come from.
It is.
Well, see, the funny thing is, we were talking earlier. Yeah. Most people don't know that when they were watching cartoons, they were getting a history lesson of music. And you watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons, and, you know, they're, you know, the Barber of Seville, or the, you know, all the different things there. And also even in, Tom and Jerry and all those, they played a lot of great music behind. And even listen to early television, and when they had the theme songs for the television shows, it was all great music. I mean, The Lone Ranger, you know, William Tell Overture, I mean, you know, it's
right. That's
so, but it all comes back. I mean, when Shrek came out, you had the monkeys show up.
That's right.
And you also had Alone Again Naturally by
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Okay, so you know, a song that hadn't been heard, either, you know, maybe on an oldie station, is part of an up-to-date movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, or I'm a Believer. I mean, you have, you know...
right, for the next generation to... the next generation to, to know the music.
Right. You know, it's interesting how that just flows into it, because...
Well, it does recycle. I mean, music does... I mean, it comes back around. It comes back around, I think.
I wonder if Sharon would like to do a PSA.
Yeah, that
she's shaking
like
her head in the positive.
I will. I will.
It takes it off of my shoulders. Thank you, Sharon.
I imagine you have.
In WMFO, we are required to do a PSA every hour, and sometimes we really enjoy it when our guest does them for them.
Okay.
There's long PSAs, there's short PSAs. Mm-hmm. And what PSA means, public service announcement, and it basically focuses on the needs of the community and some health and safety type of issues sometimes, too.
Okay.
Just let us know when you're ready.
You can choose anyone you want.
Yeah. This is fine. It's about PETA.
PETA.org.
Okay, order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. Wow. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit. Or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org.
Thank you very much.
All right. I guess you're my replacement. Uh-oh.
Daryl, the window is closed, so don't worry about it. No jumping.
Yeah, plus we took the grade school one off and put it under the counter.
So, you were mentioning about your YouTube channel.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, that's a great channel. If I do say so myself.
Yeah, I want to make sure we have the right address to see the television shows.
Oh, the television show is... Okay, so I have a couple of channels. Just like on Facebook, I have, you know, a number of pages on Facebook.
Okay.
But the name of the television show that I used to do for kids is called... the channel is The Story Train. The S-T-O-R-Y... T-R-A-I-N.
The Story Train.
Wait a minute. Literacy channel. I think that's what it is. But it's The Story Train. Literacy.
That's
something.
Great. And I know there was a caller trying to get a hold of us earlier. Our number here is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And if the caller wants to call back, they can call on that number.
And my YouTube channel, and my name is Sharon with an E, by the way, everyone. So if you're looking me up, it's Sharen Wendy, Sharon Wendy Robertson.
Yeah.
And that's the channel on YouTube. So.
And you have another song for us.
I do have another song. It's called Sway. It's on my second CD. It's off of that one. Okay. Sway with me now. Give me all your loving and caresses. Stay with me now. Move to the music. Hold me in your loving arms. Tell me that you want me and you need me. Let's move to the sound and take me from this place and give me just one night with you away, lost in your warm embrace. 'cause I'm the only one who makes you sway. Lovers know the way to sway the night away till the light of day. Sway with me, baby. Squeeze me all through the night. Lost in your love till morning breaking. We're swaying until the light. Oh, won't you take me far from this place and give me just one night with you away. Lost in your warm embrace, 'cause I'm the only one who makes you sway. Lovers know the way to sway the night away till the light of day. Come on and sway with me, baby. Squeeze me all through the night. I'm lost in your love till morning breaking, swaying until the light. Yeah, we're loving through the night. Sway, baby, sway.
It's a moving song.
Well, that's good. Yes, it is. It's about it's about dancing. Dancing the night away.
So that'll be your next channel, right?
Which
one? The dancing channel.
The yes. Although I do love to dance, yes.
So,
yeah, that's on my second CD. That one is. Yeah.
And so you're putting together music and building on for a third CD down the road.
I am. I have 5 songs for this next CD, but so it's kind of in the process. But I, you know, I go in.
They appreciated it.
I bet they gave me the beep beep. yeah, that'll come. Yeah.
Any idea
when
next,
I'll have that ready to go?
The fall, next spring?
Probably not until next spring. Yeah.
Well, you got a lot of other things going on.
I do. I have this music festival in the summer, and that's a big, big thing. So I hope, August 5th. And, yeah.
So bear with me. We'll play a quick tune and come back for another tune from you. Thank you. Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And I'm DJ D.
And I'm Sharon Wendy Robertson.
Sharon, it's been a pleasure having you on. I know we've got a couple more tracks, but if people want to find you, where do they find you and where do they find your music?
They can find my music on my website, which is sharonwendy.com, and it's SHARENWENDY. And on there also, I mean, I lost my son and I produced a CD, and I give them for free to grieving parents if they email. I get mail from people from all over the world, and I send them my music, or I'll send them, you know, free downloads of the music, because I understand, you know, what it's like to go through all that. So it's on my website.
And then, of course, you've got more writing in the works, and you'll let us know about that when it comes out.
Yes, that's right.
And of course, your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Which, of course, even though you say, well, it was, you know, 10 years ago.
I know.
But it's still pertinent to kids of today.
Oh, the story train? Yes. The story train. The videos are from probably 15 years ago. Maybe 20 to 15, you know. I did that for almost 10 years, though, so 10 years ago. Yeah, the show is fine. I mean, it's kind of like a Mr. Rogers kind of a show for the kids that I did. And it was just so much fun. And I just wanted to really inspire the kids to want to write, because I was a writer. And I used to have the television show, and the kids would come on and read their little stories to the community. It was the cutest thing. I just loved it. And I used to have principals on and of the schools and editors of newspapers. It's called The Story Train. Yes.
And, of course, also to let people know that even if your life's ambitions haven't been reached yet, keep working at it.
Keep at it, whatever it is.
You've done it.
I sure have. I've done it a number of times, over and over again.
You know,
I keep reinventing myself. I reach that, you know, whatever I was trying to do, and I work really hard. It's not just about working hard, but you have to be creative too, and don't be afraid to be creative. I think that's the key, is that, I mean, if you feel stuck in your ideas, you really have to kind of get outside of that and try something new. Try coming in from a different angle. You have to, and you can do really anything you want to do, but you have to be flexible, you know, in order to reach everything, and then just move on. Well, you reach that one, and then go out to the next one.
Well, even with Daryl, I mean, Daryl was in radio a long time ago. Now he's back in radio. Yeah. The hard part is we just can't seem to get the great back on there. You know, it took me a long time to get into radio, but I've always been into music and into talking to people.
Right, well, you are a great host.
He does a great job.
He really does.
He's great.
But, you know, as I say, if it's not for my guests, I have nothing to share.
That's right.
So, but you have two more songs. You have Smoky Clouds.
I do, and that was from the CD that I wrote for my son, so I'll sing that live. It's just a simple song, and wrote for my son when he passed away. That's a sweet song. Okay.
Smoky clouds on a smoky day, leaves falling on this cold November day, blue-gray smoky day. Winds blowing day. Through these rainy days, my heart aches for you to hear this tender, gentle melody. My singing brings you near, and smoky clouds on a smoky day. It's everywhere, love's quiet voice you hear, calling closer, closer, near. A stolen kiss, a crystal tear, and those smoky clouds hide the sun forevermore. Tears fallen, that's what broken hearts live for.
Thank you.
Very, very beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
They can get both of your CDs.
They can. And the singles, too. There's a couple of singles, and I've put the singles out. They're just not on the CDs yet, so on a CD yet. On my website and CD Baby, and also, you know, every online music venue that you can think of. It's out there. It streams on Spotify and Pandora and all the other, everywhere. Just type in my name, Sharon Wendy Robertson.
But make sure you spell it correctly.
I know, it is with an E. S-H-A-R-E-N.
So you have, if people want to reach you for your organization.
Oh, yes. And the organization is called Uniting People for Peace, and it is nonprofit. It is 501c3, and they can look that up. There is a website, but it's Up for Peace. .com, UPFORPEACE.com. It's also on Facebook, Uniting People for Peace. And yeah, they can look that up. They can find it through my website as well. I link to that and on Facebook. So if they look me up, I'm right there with it.
And if anybody's listening who would possibly like to perform at your event in Taunton.
That's right, please. Message me on Facebook, or you can call me the phone number of the organization, or
well, you know what?
No.
Email you.
Email me is better. It'd be a lot easier. Email me through Uniting People for Peace, or on Facebook, or any website that I'm on. And get in touch with me. I'm looking for songwriters, original music for August 5th.
In Taunton.
In Taunton, on the Taunton Green.
Easy to find off of 93 down 24, either exit 12 or 13. So, because one's Route 44, the other one is Route 140. They both go into the Taunton Green. And you can actually even come in the other side.
Exactly.
So, but it's a great green. You know, they recently took down all of the holiday
decorations.
Yes. Yeah, they had, but they didn't leave anybody out. They had a menorah. They had the Christmas decorations. It was up there for a good month and a half, and they do a great job on that.
They do. It's beautiful. They do.
You know, and you know, it's nice setting. So we're going to go out with your theme song.
Yes, I wrote this last year for the organization. It's just called, you know, appropriately, Uniting People for Peace. That's the name of the song. Kind of like a theme song, I guess. So, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's for that.
And thank you, Sharon. It's really been a pleasure.
For me as well. Thank you.
You're listening to What's Happening on WMFO in Medford.
Life is a gamble and a low-down road. Let's unite to lighten the load. We're a part of one human race, meant to love each other with grace. Oh, yeah. Uniting people for peace, and we'll be singing for war and hatred to cease. Let's take back the world from power and greed, and division from religious creed. Let's replace all the language that tears us apart with unifying words from the heart. Children watch us fighting with their innocent eyes, and they mimic everything. It's no surprise that hate and prejudice are passed on along, and the next generation gets it all wrong. That's why we're uniting, peace and living free, a reflection of what life could be. But we are hypnotized by corporate greed to believe they know what we need. Military buildup and the spending grows. It can never be enough, or so we're told. While veterans sleep homeless on the streets at night, hope fades that they'll ever be treated right. That's why we're uniting people for peace, and we'll be singing for war and hatred to cease. We
Very
thank
nice.
You.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Job. Thank you, Sharon. That was great. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes,
thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather was dark and dreary outside, but it was energetic and a lot of fun right here inside.
I loved being
very,
here.
Very, very uplifting.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I hope that, yeah, I'll love to come back again.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We'll come back and we'll talk about the music festival in August, August 5th.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So let's get back to the music here on What's Happening. And away we go.
You don't notice me, but that's all.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron, getting ready for our next guest. But there was a song that debuted this past week, and we'll premiere it here at WMFO. Another Day, Another Bullet by Monk Duane. Enjoy the song.
Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day. Man shot in his Brooklyn home with his 4-year-old boy looking on. 7 years have come and gone. He's got his own gun. Man shot in a Staten Island mall by a Green Point kid, maybe 5 feet tall. Did a little time behind the wall. That's the protocol. Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Woman shot in a robbery, found alive on a lawn after syncope. Later bought a gun as guarantee of her safety. Woman shot in an argument when her husband tried to grab her on the man. Bride in a bloodstained cardigan as the party. Another day, another bullet.
Welcome back to What's Happening. That was Another Day, Another Bullet by Monk Duane. And he has his album out called Theory of Gravity, Theory of History. And for the whole album, it's great. But it's part one. Part two is coming out soon. And I'm lucky enough to have a guest in studio.
Hello. How you doing?
From Sessions Americana. And yet, you appreciate you coming in, you know, long trip, snow, I mean, from back down from Maine.
Yeah, we played at Stone Mountain Art Center last night, Carol Noonan's place, and then drove in the snow this morning. It was snowing pretty good up there. But we made it. I knew that I had to head out and get down here to appear on WMFO with Aaron, so...
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure, man.
You know, because...
spin some CDs.
You know, I talked to one of your bandmates last week.
Yeah, up at Salem State with Dinty. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we'll have Brian next time.
Yeah.
And the rest of the band. You know, it's just after a show, I mean, to have you on, because you've got a big tour coming up.
Yeah, we've got some stuff coming up. We're playing at the River Club Music Hall down in Scituate on the 2nd, which is a week from, well, it's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, coming up.
Yeah.
We're going down to New York on Thursday, playing Barbez in Brooklyn.
And then?
Yeah, we're going to Europe in
April, I think it is.
Yeah, in April. But we got a couple more local shows. We're playing at the Crossroads Music series up in North Andover on the 10th, and at the Parlor Room in Northampton on the 16th, and in Nashua at Riverwalk, which is a cool new club, and that's March 30th.
So it's covering.
Yeah, New England. We work New England pretty hard. You know, it's good. We like to play, man, and that's why we have a we play live a lot, and I think that's one of our fortes for Session Americana. And we have a new live record that's about to come out. We've got a whole Kickstarter campaign to help finance it, but it was recorded about a year and a half ago up in Vermont, and I think it shows a lot of the strengths of the band. It's a really cool live
record. Looking forward to getting it.
Yeah,
to play.
We've got it mastered, and we just haven't.
As soon as you're ready, I mean, I do have two venues to.
We're shooting for April 1st release, so it'll be done in about a month. We do it all ourselves, so.
But you know, I mean, it's you know where to find me.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be cool.
But the band name, how did that come about?
Well, the idea was kind of about thinking about Irish music and sitting around the table and trading songs. You know, we've done a couple tours of Ireland, so it sort of has fit us well. But we all sit around, and so instead of an Irish session, it's an Americana music session. So, you know, the name sort of seemed to fit at the time, and then we've been cruising along with it long enough now that we can't change it, that's for sure. So, and you know, it fits because we bring that table with us everywhere, and we have one, or now we use two microphones, but a microphone on the table, and everybody's kind of leaning in, and different sing. Everybody sings, and pretty much everybody writes, so we trade songs. And you know, originally we were just sitting in Toad over there, just on the other side of that hill there.
So it's your version of the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, except, you know, our swords are songs and our instruments. Who knows where that metaphor goes.
But that's actually very good because, you know, having the stories, of, which, of course, you know, when you had the Knights of the Round Table with King Arthur, they were all stories of different places, and each one led to something else. And each one was in honor of somebody else. And you have each one of you is a songwriter, a musician, a performer, and you each bring something different.
Yeah, originally we were focused on, you know, covers and doing songs, you know, tributes to writers that we loved and songs that we loved, especially, you know, country music, and I was playing a little more blues type stuff, and, you know, it was more focused on the great songs, great American songs and songwriters, classic performers, you know, Johnny Cash and all that. But eventually we started pushing our own songs, especially when we started making recordings, original recordings, and so we got more and more into the pushing our own songs.
But that's great because
yeah, it's fun.
You had to learn from those who came before.
Absolutely.
So growing up, because you play the harp.
Harmonica, yeah.
What else? Is that the only instrument you play?
Well, I mean, I played saxophone some, and I play guitar at home and stuff, but yeah, harmonica. I've been a harmonica player. That's my thing.
So, who are your influences? You're growing up, you know, what'd you listen to, and, you know, who did you idolize?
Well,
to,
you know, Little Walter, man, is the starting point, but, you know, I mean, you listen to everything. I was the youngest of 11 kids, and there was a ton of music coming at me, and a couple of my older brothers played music, but you know, after hearing the Rolling Stones and stuff, and then all of a sudden I heard Muddy Waters with Little Walter playing harmonica with him, and then I heard Howlin' Wolf playing harmonica, and my brothers were playing, and You know, that's the stuff that really set me off. And
a lot of blues.
Yeah, a lot of blues. I was I spent a lot of time in northern Arizona, and there was a country station, AM station, KAFF, and they used to have this pet report, and they'd be reading about the dogs, and like, you know, Snooky is a little terrier, he loves kids, and they'd have this harmonica music going on back behind it, and that's the first place I heard Charlie McCoy, who's the great Nashville harmonica player, and and I've always loved country music. So for me, country music was a big part of that too. So there's some players. There's a guy named Norton Buffalo from the West Coast that kind of sounded like a cross between Paul Butterfield and Charlie McCoy. And,
yeah, because I always looked at country music, at least the older country music, as Americana music. Because now it's become very, very crossover. And, you know, you get, it's not the same.
No, it is not.
You know, it's not like listening to all the, you know, I mean, you see on television, you know, they're running these, you know, CDs for, you know, country way back when, but most people have never heard those songs, and it's terrible.
Yeah, but some, yeah, but still some great music back there.
Oh,
so,
there was.
Great country music.
You know, I mean, you know, you had all the greats out there, you know.
Yeah, Merle Haggard, George Jones, all that stuff.
You know, you had the guy who did a little bit of everything. The Man in Black.
Yeah, Johnny Cash. I was a big Bob Wills fan. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Love that stuff.
You know, and because, but you're originally, where are you originally from?
I grew up in California, San Francisco, and Arizona. So.
So a little bit different coming to the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah. But it's nice out here. I mean, I ended up here. And part of it was music, you know. So I've played in a lot of some friends from college, you know, I ended up hanging out with them and playing in bands. So I was in bands in the 80s, like the Sex Execs. And then I was in a band called Treat It Right, you know. And there's a lot of good bands. It's a great, great music scene out here.
Well, because your music scene out there was a little bit different from here.
San Francisco, yeah, you know, I went back out there and I was playing in a trio with some guys I grew up with, kind of a blues band. We had some great experiences and it was cool, but I don't know, it wasn't quite as, I just didn't, well, more guys my age were playing, I knew guys from school here, so, but still, I was in a band called Willis Lopez and Fitting, and we, you know, piano player and bass and harmonica. And We did some great shows. We opened for Jerry Lee Lewis a couple nights. That was pretty mind-blowing.
Oh, it would be.
Yeah, he was the killer, man. He was great, man. I didn't know much about him, but I was a huge fan when I walked away from those couple nights.
A man filled with energy.
Yeah, and incredibly musical. He can sing anything and make it his. So...
Yeah, well, that makes sense, you know. I mean, because, you know, if you ever saw the story of his life and how he grabbed some of the music from different things he was told not to watch and not to listen to by his family.
Yeah, I guess there was a lot of that going on back in those days.
Well, you know, because yeah. It was, you know, a lot of, you know, white cultural things. Issues and everything. Mm-hmm. But he didn't listen, and he brought us some great music.
Yeah.
And you brought us some great music, too.
Yeah, I brought a bunch of CDs, you know, because I wasn't going to really play harmonica, but I brought like, a Treat It Right CD, and I brought some CDs of some of the other guys in the bands in Session Americana, have been in other bands. So I brought a The CD, because I used to be in The, and I brought a Dennis Brennan CD. Bill has been the drummer for Dennis Brennan for ages, and I brought a Chandler Travis CD, because Dinty has been in Chandler Travis for... many years, and I brought Jefferson Hamer, also a member of the band, the guitar player and singer, did a album of folk ballads with Anais Mitchell. So I brought a bunch of different stuff if you want to spin a couple things, and I brought some of our CDs, of course.
Fantastic. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm Aaron.
I'm Jim. Jim Fitting.
And with?
Session Americana, of course.
And we'll be back in a moment.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media. 48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
WMFO in Medford. Mike, you're heading out.
Good night.
Mike, have a great night. Okay. Feel great, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care, everybody.
Walked into a strange cafe. No one has ever heard my name. Go to the bar, have a seat. Talk to that woman sitting next to me. She asked me if I come in here alone. She asked me nicely, can I buy you a drink? You know I think she likes me, that's what I think. I think she likes me, that's what I think. Every word I say, I look at her, she don't look away. I tell her that I play for a treat her right. She asks me if I'm gonna play tonight, yeah. Can I buy you a drink? You know I think she likes me, that's what I think. I think she likes me, that's what I think. Oh, yeah. Some guy comes over, what does he think? Intruding on our private thing. Man is looking quite upset, with around with his gun like that. She told me things about her life. She never told me she was someone's wife. Man with a gun says, why'd you buy her a drink? I say, I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me.
side of you they never see is when you're left alone with the memories that hold your life together like glue. Sun burns into your eyes. You watch a plane flying.